The fight over Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court has been divisive and bruising, and many fear it has been damaging two revered institutions, the U.S. Senate and the Supreme Court. Ron Elving is senior editor and correspondent on the Washington desk here with NPR News, and he is in our studio to talk about this. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Ari.
The Senate's always been known for a special kind of collegiality, where members can work together respectfully despite political differences and reach compromises for the sake of a greater good. That's been deteriorating for a while now. Do you think the Kavanaugh confirmation process has done even further damage?
It's the latest symptom of an infection that's been present for some while. We've had parties in the Senate almost from the very beginning, but there have usually been at least a few conservatives in the Liberal Party, liberals in the Conservative Party, lots of moderates in between. The politics of the last quarter century, however, have been purging those crossovers and those moderates. Even those who now remain sound increasingly like hardcore partisans. And here's Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, thought of at times in the past as something of a maverick, somebody who could talk to both parties. Here he is at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing a week ago, addressing the Democrats across the room.
Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it.
Of course, Lindsey Graham is referring here to the midterm elections next month, when Democrats had hoped to have at least an outside chance of getting back in the majority.
Lindsey Graham knew cameras were rolling then. Does language like that actually poison the kinds of relationships and interactions that you see behind closed doors, or is some of this just performative?
We should say there have always been occasions of heated rhetoric and angry words, and especially from certain members at certain times. But as you say, the collegial nature of the chamber and the long six-year terms that they have and the need for certain procedural arrangements and supermajorities that they have to get, that's tended to bring people together, bring them into a more cooperative mode of operation. But that can break down. And that is what Democratic leader Chuck Schumer was referring to this morning on the Senate floor when he concluded his argument for rejecting Kavanaugh.
For the sake of the Senate, of the Supreme Court, and of America, I hope, I pray, my colleagues will do so.
We've been talking about the impact this fight is having on the Senate. What about the Supreme Court, where, if confirmed, Kavanaugh might serve for decades? Do you think this will have a long-term impact there?
It will be a burden on the members of the court who have proven remarkably good, at times at least, at subsuming their political differences within their larger relationship to each other and to the court and to the country and to the law. Now, that gets harder after a confirmation process such as this, a process that is stressed by the collision of major movements within the culture.
Within the Supreme Court, for years, we've heard stories about justices with ideological differences having close friendships, having a relationship that flourishes even though they might be on opposite sides of a political divide. Do you think this affects that kind of dynamic?
It could, and that is what concerns people. The relationship between, for example, Antonin Scalia, the anchor of the conservative wing, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a very different justice, and yet quite close friends who would spend every New Year's Eve together and go to operas together and so on. That kind of collegiality is stressed when you have a candidate who comes aboard with the background of this sort of a confirmation process. It's not that the court can't deal with it, but it will make the court more visible. Doesn't mean they have to come out from underneath those robes. Doesn't mean that suddenly we're going to have C-SPAN or that they're going to stop their very small group conferences. But it does mean that for many people, the court has been identified as something different from what it was before.
NPR's Ron Elving is a senior editor and correspondent on our Washington desk. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Ari.